name of Christ Jesus, the Holy One. Amen. Today before us on Palm Sunday are the Hosannas, and on Good Friday, the Crucify. Jesus with the palms and the colt and the cries of Hosanna, Lord, save us. Jesus with the crown of thorns and the cross, and there, crucify. This is Holy Week, the holiest week of all. All of the history of mankind comes to its fulcrum. The crux of all of history, the key to all of history, is what happens during this most holiest week. And today, as we began by hearing the processional account and the Hosannas, and then heard the Passion account, Crucify, we see that this is what is happening during Holy Week. Finally, the sacrificial lamb promised in the book of Genesis, the true paschal lamb, has come to be sacrificed in our place. The atoning sacrifice for our sin is paid by Jesus in his blood. He pays the price for all mankind, for our reconciliation, our salvation, and our forgiveness. It is true that the world will go its merry way this week, oblivious to the events of Holy Week. But we are Christians, and we know about this week. Today, as he entered into Jerusalem with the palm branches and the Hosannas, Lord, save us. The next day he would come on Monday back into the temple and clear the temple courts and drive out the animals and the money changers. On Tuesday and Wednesday in the temple courts, he taught the parable of the vineyard where they throw the owner's son outside the vineyard, the gospel lesson from last week, which is Jesus. And then on Maundy Thursday, you know, as they're celebrating the Passover, Jesus gives us the New Testament of his body and blood. They go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he is betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and then taken to his trial in the middle of the night. So that on Good Friday, first thing in the morning at 9 o'clock, he's nailed to the cross. At noon, it goes dark, and at 3 o'clock, he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And the work of our salvation was complete. And on Holy Saturday, as his body rested in the tomb all Saturday night, then on Easter Sunday, as we celebrate his resurrection, knowing that he is risen indeed, all of history and your life and my life finds its meaning in what happened in Holy Week. So briefly, the two images before us are Lord Hosanna, save us, Lord Redeemer, rescue us. We often say Jesus saves and redeems us from sin, death, and hell. Do you know that's what Holy Week is all about? This is a week to not think about ourselves, but think about Jesus. We think we need to be rescued from financial difficulties and woes at work, relationship issues, some kind of illness or some accident or something that has happened to us. And those things are trials and difficulties. But Holy Week draws attention that this is what we really need. We need to be rescued from our sins, rescued and redeemed from eternal death and hell, and given the gift of eternal life, and that can only be found in Jesus Christ. So I encourage your meditation this week on our Lord Jesus, which I'm sure you will do in your own personal devotional life and in the divine services during this week. What is the significance of both Palm Sunday and Good Friday? Palm Sunday with the Hosannas is the cry of the church, Lord, save us. The little towns of Bethany and Bethphage are up on the side of the Mount of Olives, and the road goes down to Jerusalem. You can see the Temple Mount right before your eyes. And when the Lord says, when you take the colt, just tell the owner the Lord has need of it, they willingly gave Jesus the colt because everyone in Jerusalem was talking about the miracle that Jesus had just done, raising Lazarus from the dead before the eyewitnesses of many people. They had seen Lazarus come out with his burial cloths. Everyone was talking about Lazarus and about Jesus. And so when Jesus is now entering in, they take their cloaks and made a carpet along the road, and take the cloaks and make a saddle for him on the donkey as he rides down from the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem. Now the reason why the multitudes are rejoicing, praising God with a loud voice, because the mighty works they had seen showed them that Jesus was the Christ. Who can raise the dead apart from the Son of God? Hosanna in Hebrew or Aramaic means, Lord, save us. That's what Hosanna means. Blessed is the King, they said, who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. What is beautiful here is these are the same words that were spoken on Christmas Eve by the angels to the shepherds. Peace on earth, glory in the highest. Now the disciples are saying the same thing on Palm Sunday. Peace on earth, glory in the highest. He comes in the name of the Lord. Christmas and Holy Week are connected. This Lord Jesus Christ, who was laid in a manger, will soon be laid in a tomb. This Jesus that was wrapped in swaddling cloths will soon be laid in linens in the tomb. And as the angels proclaimed his glory to the shepherds, now the pilgrims are proclaiming to all of Jerusalem, Hosanna, Lord, save us. He does rebuke all the Pharisees. The Pharisees don't believe Jesus is the Messiah. They tell him, would you tell these your disciples to stop saying this? And Jesus said, if they were silent, the very stones would cry out. Because now is the fulfillment of what God promised in the book of Genesis. The seed of the woman has come to crush the head of the serpent. And that one is Jesus. The week began with Hosannas on Palm Sunday. The week ends on Good Friday, which we will look at in greater detail on Good Friday, with the cries of crucify. Because now we saw, as you heard the Passion account from the Gospel of Luke, that this Jesus, who indeed comes to save us, is saving us by dying for us. Little did the people understand that. That the Lamb was coming to die. The Good Shepherd was also the sacrifice, and the Lamb himself. As we heard the account, Luke's account, what happened on Good Friday, both Pilate, Herod, and the soldiers are confused. Why do they hate this man so much? Jesus comes before Pilate, the Roman governor. He interviews him three times. Jesus is known as Jesus of Nazareth, the carpenter's son. They say to Pilate, he makes himself to be Christ, the Messiah. He's a king from heaven, he says, and claims to be the king of the Jews. And so Pilate says, oh, so you're the king of the Jews? Jesus simply says, you have said so. After interviewing him three times in a Roman court of law, Pilate declares him innocent. This man is guilty of nothing. He is not guilty of any of the charges you've brought before him. One of the great ironies of Holy Week, and especially Good Friday, did you realize that every single thing that the unbelievers say about Jesus to insult him is actually true? He saved others. He can't save himself. That's right. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save us. So you're the king of the Jews. They were right. He is the king of the Jews. Oh, so you were the one who did miracles and signs? Yes, he was. Pilate declares him without guilt. Even the Gentile court declared Jesus without guilt. And before Herod, Jesus was not going to do a miracle. He was silent. He was silent before this evil and wicked man. He was silent before all the false accusations made against him. And indeed, Pilate was confused. This man is guilty of nothing. I will just punish him. But they still cry, crucify him. And they release Barabbas, and Jesus is delivered to be crucified. There is so much irony in Good Friday. Did you know the name Barabbas, Barabbas, means son of the Father? So this wicked murderer, who is the son of the Father, is now saved by Jesus, the true Son of the Heavenly Father. Jesus, in a sense, you can say, gives his life for Barabbas. And for us, for you and me, we are the ones, when Jesus is taken to the place of the skull called Calvary and Golgotha, we are like the thieves on the cross. Jesus says to us, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. When they cast lots for his clothing, he saved others. He cannot save himself. That's right. As Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 picture his crucifixion, casting lots for his clothing, piercing his hands and feet. He didn't come to save himself. He came to save you and me. The soldiers say, ah, you're the Christ of God, the chosen one, the King of the Jews. That is exactly who Jesus was. They even put a sign above it. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. You see here also how Epiphany is connected to Good Friday. Christmas is connected to Palm Sunday. Epiphany, the Magi come with the gifts and say, where is the one who was born? King of the Jews. Now the Gentile Romans put a sign over him, the King of the Jews. They're proclaiming what is really true. And when Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise, when the man confesses that Jesus has done nothing wrong, and then Jesus says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This is the work of redemption that was completed. And as we look at the seven phrases that Jesus spoke from the cross on Good Friday at the Tenebrae service, we will see that when he breathed his last, when it was dark and there was an earthquake, God was declaring to the whole world, the atoning sacrifice is complete and finished in the blood of the true Lamb without blemish, our Lord Jesus Christ. So he has saved us. He has redeemed us in his very own body from sin, from death, and from hell. This is what we meditate on this most holy week. For as St. Paul said in the epistle lesson, Jesus is in the form of God, in equality with God, as God along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. But in his humiliation, he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, becoming obedient to the point of death. This is why when we see Jesus on the last day, we will see what Paul means when he says, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus knew that beyond the cross was the glorious resurrection, and so do we. My friends, you have nothing better to do this week than to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, who at Palm Sunday, as we cry Hosanna, comes to save us, and in his crucifixion redeems us. May this be a special week for you, as you meditate on our Lord Jesus Christ and all that he's done for us out of his great love and in obedience to his heavenly Father. He has saved us. He has saved you and me. He has saved us. He has redeemed you and me. Let us meditate on the love of our Lord Jesus Christ this holiest week of the year. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our understanding guard our hearts unto everlasting life. Amen.
We stand to chant the offertory benediction.